Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been, explore where they are going, see what gets them out of bed in the morning, find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points, and we will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Baruch Inbar is an accomplished, award-winning visionary artist, illustrator, writer, designer, and a published children's books author from Mount Shasta, Northern California. Currently, Baruch has been busy creating his own media properties and consulting to other companies, including Fortune 500 companies such as Sony, Disney, Coca-Cola, and individual entrepreneurs, where he had been involved in the development of numerous entertainment and media projects, animation, film, apps, toys, games, and theme parks. He's published two children's books, both authored and illustrated, Snurtle and Tree Star, and contributed to the artwork for the graphic novel Balaclava Junction. Hi, Baruch. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hey, Lynn. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Absolutely. I'm ready.
Excellent. All right. So do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Right now, I'm doing two main things. First of all, I've been doing consulting work for different startups and companies. What I do is I help people to make positive impact on children through art, media, and entertainment. So I'm helping different companies and individuals to create new content, new forms of media, and also expand existing forms of content and media, focusing on children. So that's one part of what I've been doing. And the other part is I've been developing my own content, which is right now I'm focusing on children's books. I've been very close to finish two projects. One book I'm doing for a client in Israel, which is about to be ready very soon. And also I'm about to finish my own next book. So I'm also very, very excited about that.
Oh, that sounds excellent. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell us a bit about your story? Where have you been to get up to this point?
Yes, absolutely. My story is quite unique in how I got to actually to the point where I'm writing stories for children. I was raised as a foster child in Israel. And I came from a family of immigrants from Russia. And I had a pretty challenging childhood. And I had to face a lot of different difficulties that maybe some children that are raised in like what we call sort of normal families are not familiar with. But I would say that the biggest challenge I had to deal with as a child is to cultivate self-reliance and self-identity and confidence. Because oftentimes I would feel that I'm a little bit different than other kids because I would raise in a foster home in Israel with 60 other kids. And we would go to the regular public school and I would be basically around regular kids. But always I felt something a little bit different about me because my background. So fast forward into the future, I went to study in one of the most prestigious art schools in California, the Art Center. And I did a lot of things because of my persistency and hard work and believing in myself. And I wanted to pass something from my experience to other children, and particular children that struggle with issues like believing in themselves, whether they're foster or disadvantaged, whatnot. I really wanted to give children some kind of tools to really cultivate confidence, self-reliance, and believing in themselves. And that's what brought me a few years ago to write my first book, Snurtle. And that's kind of how I got into that point.
Oh, I love that title.
Yeah. And if you want, I can tell you very briefly what the story is about.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So Snurtle is a story about a child who he's half snail and half turtle. And he's born into a society which is very strict and rigid that does not embrace diversity and uniqueness. So in this society, a snail only marries a snail. A turtle can only marry a turtle. So you can only see basically couples that are made from the same species or the same kind. So he's basically born into a society that he's not accepted for his uniqueness. So the story is about how his family is expelled from their town. And basically they are kicked out from where they are because they're different. And they're going to a journey to find a place that they can call home and they're actually accepted and loved. So that's basically what the story of Snurtle is about. And I have received some tremendous response from people, anywhere from biracial couples, even to gay couples. And it's basically to anybody who feels like a little snurtle, like a little bit different than others. Because I think we all snurtles. In each and every one of us, there's some part which is very different and unique. So I encourage children and children at heart, not just for like physical, like age children, to connect to something in themselves that is special and to embrace that. Mm. And also project that on others and see the uniqueness in others, to accept others and love others. That's what it's about.
Ah, sounds fantastic. I love this sort of stories that have a bit of a moral to it, and that's great. Yeah. Is that how you got into doing the 1,000 Ripples project as well?
Yes, I actually got introduced to the project by a colleague of mine. Her name is JP Parker. If she hears that, so I want to give her the credit. She introduced me to Stacey Yush. Yeah. And Stacey, she's been so sweet and wonderful to tell me about the project. And I got very excited about that. So that's kind of one thing led to another. And I'm super honored to be part of this project. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I love that. So what about the business side of things? What do you actually do for business?
For business, I've basically doing consulting work as a freelance consultant. I'm excited about storytelling. So when I work with clients, and again, the last 7 years, I've been focusing more on working on projects that targeting children, because I feel like this is for me something that I'm very, very good at. I'm very passionate about. And I feel also I can get the biggest amount of impact. I really care about giving impact. And there is a term that I use. It's called cultural integrity. And what I mean by that, and when we put something out there, it's not just about we want to make money or we want to have high viral effect or whatnot. It's about what kind of impact we're leaving behind. So I've been focusing on that kind of type of work. And I've been working with a lot of different clients. Anywhere from authors to startups, existing businesses, to create content that will really inspire and empower children. I can just give an example of one of my recent clients, if you would like.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm based in Mount Shasta, North California, and I was approached by a local nonprofit that its mission is to save trees. And once I met the director of the nonprofit, we discussed the possibility: how can we translate their mission for children? Because obviously what I've noticed, and I think it's everybody would agree with me, that if we look at where our society right now in terms of where we are technologically, spiritually, and socially, we are a result of the past. Well, in other words, whatever values we were raised on as children, that's who we are today as a world and the society. So if you want to create a different future, we have to plant the seeds right now in the minds of children. So what a better way to reach children and educate them about the environment through telling them the story about trees. So I created a whole campaign, which includes different forms of media, exhibitions, and a children's book called Tree Star, which basically talks about a really beautiful tale about why it's important for us to take care of trees. So that's an example of one way of something that I'm very proud of, because it's not only involves storytelling and visuals, but also it have really important value that talks about the source that provides us with oxygen to breathe. Yeah, thank you.
So do you think it was like a lightning bolt or a slow rumble that sort of got you into making, doing all the things that you're doing through your work?
It is, in a way it is, because I'm from Israel and I was in a military career. In my early 20s, I was an officer serving in the Gaza Strip. Very turbulent and very dangerous area. Mm. I was doing diplomatic work and I was actually thinking to pursue a military career. Then at some point, it just really came to me and I realized that I really want to do children's books. I want to do something that focus on creating media, animation, things like that. And then I remember I had a conversation with my commander general, and I told him when I was supposed to continue my contract that actually I want to go and study art to make children's books. That was very a very interesting rumbling moment, as you say. Yes. Because here I am sitting in the middle of Gaza Strip with my uniform and a machine gun and all that stuff, and I'm talking to a big general about doing children's books. That was quite an experience. So that was a big moment for me. And until the moment, actually, I went to the United States and doing all the process took a lot of work and effort. But that was for me a very important moment in my life.
Yeah. So what challenges have you had along the way that might have, made you feel like throwing in the towel?
Well, the challenges of a self-published author, from my perspective, is basically the way I am as a person, if I have some vision, I like to jump, and not always I prepare myself. Some people like to make preparations for it takes them some time. But for me, when I feel excitement and passion about something, I just do it. And I'm learning as I go along. And so I never published a children's book in my life. And I have to kind of sit down and how do I make a book? What, how do I write? And all those things, you know, in English is not my first language. So for me, it was a challenge in terms of like how to do it, how to be, accomplished in terms of my writing. And I like to write in rhymes. I really love the rhymes. And just as a side note, Dr. Seuss is a big influence of me as a child.
Oh, I love Dr. Seuss.
he's my favorite. So when I was a child and I would read his books, like all the rhymes and his whimsical illustrations, they left a huge impression on me. So that was kind of for me like an influence, but also how to publish a book and how to promote a book. And that was for me like there were a lot of challenges along the way. But, you know, the good thing is that today we have tools that we did not have in the past, like print on demand on Amazon and things like that, that are really opening the door for a lot of authors and those who want to actually publish books, because it's, you know, the distance between going to a publisher or doing that on your own, things became much more faster. And we have a lot of tools. Nevertheless, there were challenges that have to learn how to use them. But I feel very grateful that actually we have those tools, and I had to learn it myself, you know?
Yeah. So what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Have you got a big vision?
I do have a big vision. My vision is to create an animation company. Mm-hmm. And I have, for me, the way I can, share stories before even I make an animated film is to write it through a book. So I have a long list of stories I would like to tell children and children at heart. Mm. And my desire is to get to the point where I can create more content and turn it into animation, into theme parks, into different toys and games that they combine the most two important things for me, which is entertainment, storytelling, and also leave value for children to inspire them and to engage them to take action in their lives.
Yeah, sounds awesome. Yeah. Have you had an ignition point where things have really started taking off for you, or are you waiting for that point to come?
Well, I think ignition points for me, since I'm the kind of person, I don't wait to life to push me. I like to push myself all the time. I maintain certain discipline on a daily basis. I meditate and I do different things to maintain myself on a certain level. So there were different points in time, like, you know, highs and lows. There was one point in 2002 when I was graduating my art school. I actually sold a project to Disney.
Wow.
I took the famous classical novel, The Wind in the Willows. Mm-hmm. And in that year, the book became a public domain. So I collaborated with two producers from LA, and we pitched it as a completely new vision to the studios. And I was able to sign a deal with Disney Buena Vista in 2002. And that was a very interesting experience. That was a big kind of jump for me, because I did not at the beginning have any plans to go into the film world. But nevertheless, this thing happened, and the film was in development with Disney for 5 years. Then it moved to Fox Studios. And now it's sitting there. And, you know, the studios have their own kind of political system. So the project is sitting there, but I learned a lot of tools, how to develop screenplay and how to develop a powerful story. So I've been developing my own stuff, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity to take one of my projects. And I hope it's going to be Snurtle, because it's something I'm very proud about. Mm. And to turn it into an animated feature. And from that, I would like to keep creating those things.
Yeah, so many possibilities. I love that.
Yeah.
What's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
One exciting thing I would like to see in the future is actually producing my first animated film, and ideally I would like to develop a few of them at the same time, because already the stories have been already developed for some time, and they're ready to be more into advanced process of pre-production, design, and things like that. Hopefully I can stand one day on the Academy Award stage and receive an Academy Award for animated feature. That's really would be a dream for me.
Oh yeah. I'd love to see you up there receiving one of those. That'd be fantastic. Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, love it. All right. So let's have a change in pace and do a speed round.
Okay.
All right. What's your favorite book? Probably Snurtle.
my favorite book, except Snurtle. Well, I have, there was one book that made a huge impression on me, which called the Seth books, the Seth materials. I don't know if it's a book about spirituality that I've read in the 70s. And it talks about aspects that have to do with our soul. And this book was for me completely life-changing because it makes us think as multidimensional beings and opens us to a realization that have to do beyond space and time, past lives, future lives. So the Seth material was for me like one of my favorite books.
Oh, excellent. Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
The mentor figure that really inspired me the most, he's not alive, but Walt Disney is for me an energetic and a spiritual mentor because I have so much. He basically created the entire entertainment industry and is for me a huge influence. And I know for some he's very controversial in terms of different aspects, but nevertheless, he's a huge pioneer and he's a huge inspiration. I have a lot of respect for Disney.
Yeah. What daily ritual works best for you?
Daily ritual that really works for me is a 1 hour of meditation every morning, sitting down quietly and just clearing my mind for an hour.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Do you have a favorite food?
Yes, vegan food.
Anything vegan?
Well, not anything vegan, but I particularly like my wife. She's a vegan chef, so she makes vegan chocolates, which is amazing.
Nice.
She has her own line of chocolates called Vortex Fair, which you can look online. It's amazing chocolates.
Wow. That sounds great. Uh-huh. Do you like the country or the city?
I love where I live. It's called Mount Shasta in North California. A lot of people come here for pilgrimage. It's a place with a lot of spiritual energy and a lot of UFO sightings have been going on here all the time.
Wow.
Mount Shasta is a place that I really, really love and I'm very grateful to be here. It's a very special place.
Oh, that's great. So what's the biggest piece of advice you'd give to others to help them make change in their life?
My piece of advice is actually a quote that I sign on my emails by Albert Einstein. It goes like this: never give up on your dreams. The person with dreams and visions is more powerful than one who has all the facts.
Yes.
So that's my piece of advice. If you have an idea, you have something, a vision that really keeps you awake at night, makes you excited. And this is something that it's not makes you excited, but you know that once you create it for the world, it will make other people excited. Never give up on that. Keep doing that because what you want, wants you. So there's a reason why Source or the universe gives you those ideas. So you've been chosen as a channel so you can do it.
Yeah, that's awesome advice.
Yeah, make it happen.
That's it. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
Well, if I had a time machine, I would actually do some different contractual negotiations with Disney. I would not go into the details, but I learned a lot from negotiating with the studios. But I would make some different arrangements in terms of how I negotiate, my deal with them. Mm-hmm. That would be, but I'm kind of person, I usually don't regret on the past. I use it as a vehicle to make a better future. So that's something I would maybe do. But otherwise, I think I learned a lot from that.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Baruch. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you and we'll end it there?
Absolutely. The best place to contact me on my website is www.snaut.com. That's my website. And if you want to purchase my book, Snurtle, you can go to www.snurtlebook.com. It's on Amazon and you can purchase the book there.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lynn, and have a beautiful day.
You're welcome. Igniters, Baruch's mission to have a positive impact on children is amazing. From being a foster child in Israel, an officer in the Gaza Strip, to now living in the US writing children's books is a truly inspiring journey. To contact Baruch, go to www.snaut.com or www.snurtlebook.com. For learning how to minimise your conflict, frustration and miscommunication in relationships, contact me through my website, leanneblaney.com.